Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, Dr. Catherine Messagey, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about commoditization in the Web3 space. And what do I mean by that? And if you're not familiar with the Web3 space to begin with, you might be quite shocked to find that it is already becoming commoditized. This has happened, well, you might say pretty quickly, but really it's been about 16 years, hasn't it? So we're going to talk about commoditization, what that is, what that means, how do we know that it's already here, and then we're going to talk about what comes next, who wins next, and that is the aggregators like Geode, obviously, but why aggregation wins next, and what aggregation looks like. So let's get into it. And so commoditization, what is commoditization? Commoditization is when any product or service becomes so commonplace, it's a commodity, right? It's like corn at the grocery store. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's cheap to get. Everybody's got it. It's not unique. It's not hard to get anymore. That's a nice simple explanation of commoditization. So in the Web3 space, you have blockchains, and you have apps that run on those blockchains. One such app that runs on blockchains is crypto. Think of crypto as one thing that can run on a blockchain of many. But you have all kinds of apps running on blockchain. I mean, look at Geode. Even just on Geode alone, just the native app suite on Geode alone, you've got a social app, you've got a private messaging, you've got a marketplace, you've got a resume app, intellectual property registration, you've got third-party apps building on Geode, business for business contracts, for music, for, I mean, all kinds of just apps, right? So you can get all kinds of apps on your phone. You can have all kinds of apps running on blockchain. And in the beginning, there was only one chain. That was Bitcoin, right? The granddaddy of them all. And on that chain was running one thing, and that's the Bitcoin crypto. That's it. Now, that is not commoditization. That is incredibly unique. So very hard to get, very hard to find, very unique. But then came more chains. Ethereum, Cardano, Polkadot, Solana, Geode, all the great chains. Now you have this proliferation of chains. And more importantly, it's super, super easy. Well, say that way if you know what you're doing. If you know what you're doing, it's super, super easy and free at this point to start your own chain. We started Geode with no money. We built our own layer one chain for no money. How did we do that? There are software development kits out there. We used Substrate. Great choice. I heard that Cosmos has a kit. Great. So these development kits came out that make it super easy for anybody that knows what they're doing to build their own chain. What do I mean knows what you're doing? You do have to study it. You have to just study up. We studied up for about a year, really, really seeking to understand, going through the code line by line of the software development kit, learning how to use it. So it's not something your eight-year-old is going to do. But it is something you can study up and learn and launch your own chain in about a year, maybe less if you really know what you're doing. Like I could do it again right now in a month and start another chain for free. From a technical standpoint, you do have to congeal a community around it. That's the hard part. But there are just hundreds, if not thousands, of chains out there at this point. And I do believe the future of the internet is thousands of interconnected chains. So the fact that I can start my own chain for free, as long as I can congeal a community around it who gets excited about the idea and is willing to run nodes, man, that's why you get this proliferation of chains. Chains everywhere. There's so many chains out there. And the ones you see with their crypto represented on exchanges are just a fraction, just a small fraction of the chains that exist. So we now have commoditization of chains. With that commoditization of chains, we have commoditization of the crypto coins themselves. There are thousands. And just look on the exchanges. There are a ton of coins. And that represents only a tiny fraction of the coins that actually exist, because most coins are not on exchanges. Getting on exchanges is tough. It's expensive to get there, but it doesn't mean they don't exist. So Geode has existed as of this recording for almost 21 months as a coin. It's just not on exchanges. People just buy it and sell it amongst themselves. So now you have commoditization of crypto, because every chain, layer one or layer two, has a crypto running on it, has a coin. Think of it that way. Think of the coin as kind of like an app running on the chain. Not exactly, but close enough for our metaphor. So commoditization of chains everywhere, cryptos everywhere. And then the apps are built on the chain. They're deployed on the chain as what's called smart contracts. So the smart contracts being deployed on the chain are the back end of apps, and then people build a front end to go with it. It gets incredibly easy to build those apps, in the sense of writing smart contracts. Again, if you know what you're doing, just isn't that hard. They're fairly small. It's not a ton of code, because you don't have the space for that kind of storage on chain. They're relatively simple in terms of coding. And I'm self-taught. And even I'm sitting here going, actually, it's kind of fun. It's not that hard. And with AI now in the loop, and AI is not good at smart contracts yet, but it will be when I'm done with it, the average user will be able to just walk up to some interface and go, I want an app that does these things. Have a conversation with the AI, and the AI will spit out a smart contract and a front end to go with it and deploy it for you on chain and to your URL, and boom, you just made an app and you didn't even know how to code. That's coming in the next year, 2 years at the most. Why? Because I'm going to build it, and I'd be shocked if somebody else doesn't. But that's where it's going. So you have this commoditization of apps, of decentralized apps running on these chains. So now chains are everywhere, cryptos are everywhere, apps are everywhere. Good Lord, what next? Because we're still in this place where everything is siloed. We're still in this place where every chain is an island, and every app on every chain is an island, completely cut off from everything else. And you start to get a little bit of interoperability, because I can hear you now. You're going, well, no, bridges and wallets make everything interoperable. Not really. I mean, kind of, right? So I can buy some coin at Coinbase or Binance or wherever, and then I can move that coin after like a week of waiting. I can move that coin to a wallet somewhere, and then I can go take that wallet to another app, and then I can move that coin into that app or cold storage, right, or whatever, and then use the app. That's not that easy, is it? Because they're all still scattered. They're all still hard to find. There's, my God, tens of thousands of decentralized apps. How am I supposed to find the one that's good for me? There are thousands of chains, and there's only going to be more. It's scattered. It's the same place that the web was before Google came along. And what did Google do? Now let's study them, because this is what Geode's doing. What they did was they built a search capability. They had a search capability so that you could go and you could find websites, because the websites were everywhere, but nobody knew how to get to them. So a nice basic search capability like Google, and then Google also had this native suite of apps. They've got, you know, Google Sheets and Gmail and useful things as well. And that's really the model that Geode is building on too. So what Google did was aggregate. They became the aggregator of websites. Amazon was the aggregator of books in the beginning. Now they're the aggregator of everything. I mean, everything. Netflix is an aggregator of media, of shows and movies and things like that. Hulu, same idea. Spotify is an aggregator of music. They bring it all together in one place. That's what aggregation is. And whenever you have commoditization of a product or service, the next enterprise that wins is the aggregator. And that's why we're building cross-chain search and linking into Geode, which is our next move. As of this recording, the native app suite is done. The layer one chain is done. We're bringing people on. We're giving out coin for setting up your apps. And then our next move is going to be building that cross-chain search and linking. Why? So that Geode becomes the one place you come to, the one single point of entry for the entire internet of chains. You can just come here. Search for apps, see one you like, add it to your home screen. Access it from there. It's the place you begin. It's the place you come first. It's the single point of entry for people into the entire internet and Web3 world. So that's why commoditization is already here in the Web3 world, and that's why aggregation is what's going to win next. Geode, we have our way, are doing it, that we're doing it, rolling in some very cool AI features. Why? Because AI-assisted decentralized app development only encourages the commoditization that encourages our aggregation as the winner. And it doesn't really matter who builds what on what chain. We win. It doesn't matter. All that money flowing into building apps, building other chains, good. It only strengthens what we're able to offer people. So there you go. There's your quick tutorial on commoditization and aggregation in as it applies to the Web3 world. I'm pretty excited. It is amazing to see us in the commoditization stage in this industry already. But hey, let's go make an advantage of it. Let's start with aggregation. All right, thanks for joining me. Put your questions and thoughts in the comments, and I will see you on chain.